The way a suicide jumper knows weightless just before the impact, and in fact, I know it best when I say to you, I love you.
Hello there, my friends out at Mutiny Radio. Jester Cashcock here, giving you my love and regards as well as Moofy's over there. And you know, anytime I go swimming in my vault of rare coins and piles of filthy cash, I can't help but listen to Bamtastic's Comedy Clubhouse every Friday from 8 to 10. They have a fun time at Bamtastic's deep in the Mission, where you can laugh off your tushy every Friday for a mere $10. And $10, I mean, that's what I use to wipe my tushy with, so to wipe it off for is indubitably it is. And if you can't make it to Mutiny Radio, don't worry, don't fret at all. You can simply download the podcast post-show in the comfort of anywhere, like your Aspen summer cottage on the mountain ridge for the kayaks. Just go to podcast.pcrcollective.org or mutinyradio.fm podcasts and look for Comedy Clubhouse with a K. You can download it for free. But we'd love to see you every Friday, 8 to 10, down here at Mutiny Radio. Laugh off your tushy and save your life. Because you know what's better than laughter? Well, it's a cash cock, baby.
AquaQ Labs has found Mutiny Radio in San Francisco and is pleased as punched in the face gently bought by a side drug stopped humper room of a meal on the ground floor of street living jesting pizza missed by the side street and wonkers maddened at the Cornish corner corner of a storefront window where the dummies stand and poke at passerbys. But in any eventful ratio of reasoning, you're here. We're here. AquaQ is here. And here is now, a smattering of episodic adventures. Starting with our heroine, known as Freedom, and so help the air be relaxed, air da dairy, and here we go. Iconic ionic neutronic bionic tronic tonic drips light to earth as electro light wave formulas. Formed, for the reuse and purpose leisure to formulate or bisect, trisexualize, in the mind's eye am not a mattering of smatter oig, but just, inform, wished up. Lands of free, or huddled masses of tissue dyes light and shadowy formulas, from me to another, and another to another, stuck on you again, eh? Freedom was her middle name, Miranda thought for herself. The mysteries of her brevities in light circular motions, motioned her antagonistic. Character assignment to the left corner of the middle of space bar collegiate ruled and number punched notebook number 12. She grabbed it up and tried to read into it. But it was blank, ha, jokes on her, she thought to herself. Oh, ha, there you are again. Not yet, was the silence returned. It was an odd bunny who kept asking a silly question in the middle of an unwritten notebook. Yes, and that was rewritten as well. Perhaps it was whiteout, or sticky tape or a typewriter with a dropped letter L or P or O, etc., in the middle grounded wire. So what am I supposed to do? She wrote into the middle of the notebook, as a dog waggled past and barfed near her shoes. Oh, it's that kind of day, is it? She put the notebook into her purse, which fit just perfectly as drawn into a parallelogram and changing colors to velvet red. Roped, as in that bar where we're not allowed back, or so we'd imagined and never returned. Good, bounced the mafia player of the night, who probably was armed, at least with a pair of fives. But enjoyed the dreamery of an inner pocket, inner circle, circular room in motion to Panama Bar with fresh dramatized evenings. Well, that was some over dreamery, again. SHH, you're not supposed to ruin it. Was the woman standing next to him. Password please. Yes, that did keep popping up. Miranda was flipping through the notebook now randomly and discovering that the world did not make so much sense turned this way around, as she turned her notebook around. Maybe this way. Flip flip flip. Flipping. Oh. Turned and turned on. She quietly blushed and closed the notebook. Maybe earlier, she thought, and by thought I meant said out loud into headspace she used to think to herself. And now thinks for anybody in a 25-foot pole vault space above the head stop-rest stop-bar-minded raised a glass ever or rarely touch anything at all sort of color swatch mind bender bits. Yeah, that's the spot, She scratched her ear and looked down where the dog was still barfing. Ooh, that's medical. She woofed to herself. The dog stopped and growled a satisfactorily oh I over ate again kind of oh those shoes look nice and oh shiny thing in the pink sky today grinny glow. I guess this is my dog. She looked across to find another owner, will you take him? Nods were just around the corner where nobody was actually or totally but actually talking with her through straws in their coffee. Or empty cups they probably were. Does anybody drink anymore? Miranda fantasized that sets were set ups all the time, and glasses of faux champagne were flown in from actual champagne, where they stopped making the stuff but copyrighted the color. Yeah, the whole town was in on it. Had some sort of flag party, or something? Bought an airline, and quietly took over the world for 35 seconds every 3.5 weeks? The better part of summer, and a chocolate-dipped winter, or so was the idea on buses between drug stops, and an organized pop-up whatever they felt like, probably something with signs like a political rally, with a protest, and a granola factory outing, with embedded city shut down due to lack of permits, etc., all in a woozy perfect dream sequence by the owing party of whoever they thought you were, eh, Miranda? Oh yes, hello, Q. I thought that was you. You've been in your head a lot lately, as usual but in the unusual places making usual again. Your symmetry was mere bit of flicker that time, Q said, as her left eyelid upper crinkle section flickered again. You should mention it, it happens twice, indeed and thrice, as they glanced at each other again. The two were standings juxtaposed by a vase, like in the picture, shadow and light, you know? Yes I do. Is there anything but dialogue on your mind right now? No, I think. Flowers for the vase. And a puppy for my friend here. And well that's on a notebook is blue and 3/4 the size now. I guess it'll wait. What aren't you doing here again, you? Quotients were a kind of divide they would notice from time to time, etc. After a bit, it became kind of like a 2x4, wouldn't you know? Yes. It was odd, in between as well. Parrots are wonkers that trodden donkeys in the street sign on the floor, no. The carrier pigeon. Okay, the metal grating. Not grating, well, anyway, it's just there. She pointed to the manhole cover. See? Yes, it's not as complicated when you point it. She pointed away. Her finger was a little out of control, and she pointed back at herself for effect. Ooh. That's me, or is it her finger jiggled off and hid under a couch in the middle of the grassy park area, where her notebook sat down for itself and began to write. Oh, this is better. Materialization is the cornerstone of modern matter, that which is neither and either and never both, or always sometimes, as the maths go, divided or not, AQ. The couch was a velvet sweetity blowy notebook matching godsend, as leggings were getting extremely lengthy at moments between toes, etc. Which one went to the market? The socialist, no doubt. Oh, that was out of turn. Her foot turned on, and she began to write. And by the time, I the rhyme, pie sauce, oh. Scratch, 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 maybe an airplane. Or like, 100. Po 0F, that was the better part of handful of pages, with 100 micro airplanes folded and tossed around the couch ground, and her matters crossed her legs, and began to wonder if her legs were then cross. Trained in these matters, was her second smaller notebook. And she dug through her now crystal clear and edgy see-through purse, but only found a slice of gum. Fun? She popped it in her mouth, sideways. Like a harmonica. And it made a sound and she bit chomp when stomp butter butter cry baby won the fiddle-a-ma-loompa had nothing on this gum, float the numbers. The bubble dared not to burst, and by the time she was floating up she forgot how much gum turned her on, and pulled out a pin from her pocket and burst the bubble like a pop shop stop. And pink went. Everywhere she wrote neatly with a salt packet on a small patch of grass about 1/8 of a mile from the barf. Now where's Pooch? Oh, he's found girl Pooch. Good for him. I hope he gets supper. See you later, Pooch? Woof, was the response, from the group, as it was the usual all-togetherness which kept them together. Ryan, Ryan. Oh, people had begun to find the airplanes. And the couch. It'll get ratty soon. When the rats find out and she packed up a bit. There was a mirror, a piece of string, and several more croutons in the notebook. Now what flavor is this? A bit of cheese fell out of her purse and onto the ground. A rat rolled through the small airport and looked quickly and puffed the cheese into a pouch on the left and sunk into the grass. The grass, brave little rat, didn't think he'd come out for that. Rat's eyes are glassy filmed as noir in the nocturnal concrete world, and where did they create? The life of a rat seemed to be unfolding from another section of town, and a rough party that was. Tufted hair. And blotted veins in tiny legs, and the tail. Well. Call it a tail. It was actually like a piece of carpet, dripping around corners, and idly being non-mildly wild, and pointed was its non-point, to further the ideological notion which was that trash is food. Yeah, I'll keep the one, it thought to itself. A little onomatopoeia is all it needed, for itself this mid-afternoon. What was I doing on the grass, anyway? Looking at the girl's feet. Oh yes. Toes. Yes, I remember. And then the cheese dropped out of thin-lipped sky, indeed. That always happens when I need cheese. God must love rats, at any rate. No less than five on a dime quarter stopped, backed, turned, and kicked back, handled, and delivered to an end zone for cheese. The best kind of trash, like that novel that she was writing. Oh man. So much as a rat to think, it must be the cheese, again. Password. Yes, rats have passwords, dumbass it thought up as it expected not to receive any more cheese, and none happened. Yep, works every time. The rat smiled and sauntered off into that grating she spotted about near 10 minutes ago. That was our connection. Yes, plonk, and it was gone down under. Odd. Even so. So what's next? I mean. Between facts and leisure. There's not ought to do or time for fondling, you know? I mean, where does that lead pipe lead to? Under a siege of something from the sink again, dripped the drop of pipe cranky it was too. Well, leave that, oddly ground up as it was used to the chattering. Must be Van der Waal again, she tapped her pen onto the sink and imagined it speaking down the street to that rat, that had left in not search of more cheese, for another time, etc. The message was queued up. Perhaps the next tap of the pipe, as in turned on or unsettled settlement or place of just argument, would release the watery foul message, or whatever that rat got up to. Hopefully not this pipe. The water fountain was just over there. Its timbre was too in an awe to brief messages of joy, nor sorrow, borrowed, sparrow, fly by tri tie tread bread head gross photo. Backwards messages, or so she turned around to think through it. No. That's not backwards, it's just a stream. Ooh, the fish again. Stupid drought. This isn't ibfab. Or was it? She reached into her purse, and now pulled out. Well, it was a stop sign. Where'd that come from? Over there slightly, as cars came crashing into each other. Oh, whoops, she stuffed it back into her purse and the street stains vanished. Careful next time, officer. Wear your seat belt and don't use that lead foot so much. It talks, you know. To rats. Yes, I know, ma'am, came the reply. You were in the hospital. No, I'm not. I'm right here. And here. And here. She tore through pages in her notebook, pointing madly. Yes, and turn here. The officer in white pointed at his head and grinned. Wait, that's not right, right? It's a draw. Yes. Oh, all right. If you must I? Yes, musty Owen Muckfluff. We liked the stop sign in the cleanup, nice one with the furry dice. Oh yes, I forgot. She hurried a sketch in the book and looked down expecting cheese. Damn. That never works. Dash dash. So it's about this time, where Mrs. Dash is supposed to come in and tell you how much flavor she has for you, but in reality, well, it is quite good in small packets, designed not to be eaten by hospital staff, never served. And searched only by madmen and women who wanted a souvenir, to eat on imaginary tomatoes, and gooey eggs, etc. Plonk. That's your bit, eh? 12.5 cents? Where'd you get that? Indian quarter? She looked puzzled. Yeah, it takes two, eh, Tango? Strange footlings are under a wet stop muckery again, she took her finger out of her ear. Just radio again, chatter. Character asses were on the line again, or more like in a wave, or on a wave. Or waving, the gerund kind, no that was a repeat. Ding. Dong. Chocolate came to mind, but only as an endorphic rushed pice matter the wish rhyme with wand, and wonder, ponder, alliterized. Okay full stop, that goes back there. Her purse flashed open and everybody stopped. That's cheddar, she smiled, and the pipe winked. It's time to head north, star, on point, 4 points, or so she thought, 11 by 7, 77, and that's my line. Anyway, it's punch up, and pub sub for the proceeds of a McMuffin, that was a Midwest bit of cow on grass. No rats, no cheese, yet, though partnered on the outside, on a bun, for 59 cents in the 70s, weird combo meal. With a metal toy that was eco-friendly, and ran on sentences from snotty kids' hands. Funny them crib wasn't available, but the apple pie was. Not like the movie, unless you're into that sort of thing, which I am, not, though it made for a sequel, sequenced, and thus is this. A sequenced just a bit more, and less and like the Raven, black but shiny specular and hair just invented for a digital version of the silver screen, emollient and sprockets till we dance Dolby, eh? By right is a market in the Upper West downward spiral note stock flash card, flashed a woman in the aisle, enjoy this for later. And her top was off, as she walked out into the middle of the street. Just for today, that's what the book said. FLLLTLLLT, it replied. Dash. Aqua Q brings forth the tryst next and always for the fly right by writings of fifths of dim sentience and other imular o's in these letters, to be strung like cat god on a violo or hovered above in song about a word that has not yet been written, as in ilmo, and sometimes why? And so here you are again. And we are too. And it's a funny world. When you give time to laugh, or believe that others do, which of course, is the course. Coursed in vain, like a griddle of sea salt that should probably stay safe in the ocean, for it keeps the surface tension just for the rest of the clear water, revival. Yes. Look that up the sky blue once and more again, and so forth, until we reach that pie in the middle, offset, with some craft. Oh yes. The non-repeating digits. You're welcome. Peace and love from sentences in and around and about the love and willing friends of pawn jeweler Gumuk San Francisco Sioux 2020. Hindsight.
Typed up stereo people, cast as their parts in paper match, signed, by all their friends for a year, booked. Most likely to, was it realized? Or just some glam fam to fill a few pages of OAE glossy muck. The 90s was just short of a perfect 10, when it was said we could do anything. And we do. And we do again. Oh that's do. Never mind. Note to special skills, they must not be sold, used exclusively, or abused or disclosed, however these things happen, and so. Always have faith in the speciality that even you may be unaware. The special witch is just you. You always have that, and while you have a mirror, or a few, you mustn't look into it for strength, but know what you are from the inside. And more on to flowy owing o. So we have this empty space. And it doesn't need to be filled, unless it can also be emptied. And that does happen, not only like clockwork, but actual clockwork, that works and is liked. Like. Totally. And for the means, there is an end. And the end, while not in sight, is a very good one, visualized on just the back of our eyelids. To the tune of. Well tune in. Ratched up the wave, form it to your liking, to a form of yourself, formed. Friends are. Material witnesses towards the benefit of like kinds, and the understanding of unlike, while not disliked, and also forgiving, on and from behalf of the group.
Mutiny now brings about a subsection of the non-introduction of everything, as a matter in facts, and we find our characters in just a bit, and they'll find each other, and coalesce on a plan to converse, for a purpose of being well and well known to our listeners, and so turn up the hairs and ears to your ears and give a listen to this now. The answer. From AquaQ Labs. Characters B rode gently up the lift. The staircase had been broken and there was a sign. Be brief in the elevator, there's only enough power to get to the floor you're going to. The windows of this building were a sort of blue, clear, with blue droplets of water clinging to them. Did I say cling? As if it were for dear life. And dear and loved it was, and when you've been isolated in a droplet on the 57th floor, you would be clingy to it and probably wondering who would take the stairs to such heights, or even build them that high. Do people like being stacks atop one another? Surely they must. The cup clinked. Coffee was on our character's mind, because he grew to the taste and the effects of walking to and from an inanimate object which returned without question, an object of his desire, to his liking if here early enough to make a pot. And he was and is, here now, and the pot had already been made too, was the smell from around to the next cubicle. He poured his cup and moved it around to see. It was a fresh clean cubicle, and a fresh clean sitting woman or a man, doesn't matter at this point in the story, now does it, unless you're expecting something out of it, which you shouldn't because this is an office environment and we just came to see about the coffee. Which is delicious. One of them not necessarily known to each other, or whether one of them said it before the other, or whether that also matters to our listener, or reader, depending on one's predilection of eavesdropping on the lives of others. Yes, it is, was the simultaneous answer from one to the affirmation of the statement from the other, or both, and is known to be the same thing. It's early and I thought I'd make a cup, and the pot was there, and I was thinking of tea, or was I, or you see, now I'm thinking of tea perhaps again, and I have this coffee, which is still delicious. It's too early in our conversation to carry on this like, isn't it? You said it was early. The two looked at each other and thought to themselves they might well sip the coffee and enjoy some, and it was still good. See? Perhaps I can ask what you're doing today, or with your bits of life that are in the here and immediate daylight future for the we in the company which provides this space for us to sip coffee? I'm Dan and I make things over there, he pointed. Oh, I was told we didn't have to decide so early, and that I should just get a cup of coffee and see what happens. They haven't paid me yet, you know, I'm an intern. I see the things that need making and make things around and about it to provide heat and energy for the group to carry on productively. I brought lunch today, which is a forward thing to brag about. Yay, I have food. Let's think about my gut this early in the morning, but there you have it. Coffee, food, and the idea that I won't need to eat the food until I run out of ideas. And that's why I made the coffee and we're talking. Dan was trying to decide if he was still clever and stammered at the realization that he'd have to turn on cleverness with no appearance, and so whipped out his phone to check something. He didn't know either, which is why I'm here. What? I said. Well, I'm here, what do you know? As in, hey, what do you know about that she? And now she was quite definitely a she because we needed her pronoun, and I suppose we could have asked. It's quite all right, he said, to the point of nothing, which confused the she who hadn't identified herself by name and as such looked up a bit at the preceding paragraph and tapped her now available pen against the palm of her hand. Is there a whiteboard to diagram? I thought one here would be good. Bubbles on the tops of Dan's coffee cup burbled into each other and clung to the side of the ceramic. Yes, he was clever. He wanted to tell her about the water on the window and how the air bubbles in the middle of this mixed-up water was driven by the water itself, air and water, air behaving like water and water like air. Fascinating. He felt he was telling her because he was thinking about it and decided this was a point to continue the nonverbal dialogue, which may have saddened her, because she looked down, but into her coffee cup, which explained why. Yes, the bubbles matched the dew on the window. I thought you were going to mention it. Of course I did, and that's why we're talking. Would you like to know more? It's all here. And there. And all together, you know, as in fashion, the cyclical means to travel in like kinds to be recognized and carry packets of data to other like kinds, simil instant like and the like, which is our points and similarities. The pause meant I could continue. The coffee, while just and seemingly fluid, is actual, and while it has made friends with the water temporarily, it carries 40 chemical messages for us, and the water, while friends with both coffee and ourselves, is doomed to trick us into drinking it, so that it can escape cleanly from the mess and quite it is, it's gotten into. So you're saying coffee had to trick somebody to get what it wanted, and what it wanted was to be inside of us. Quite definite that we wanted to be near it, and likewise a bean must be like that, fiber for the heart, but in this case the opposite, so it tricked us from the start, and we are water, so that's probably where that began. In fact, coffee actually loves water, and grows on the sides of mountains to get the runoff, and that is likely because water is not foolish enough to hang around further that water wouldn't enjoy it, and the trickery would become sad for both. So the agreement is to let the water run through and feed it, then get stuffed and ground up and accelerate water once more, as a little JP payback for the health, and that speeds up everything in a water system, including medication and anything which activates. And how does that affect power? Well, it must use up the available energy for water travel, and so along with the acid, drains power from the blood. Ever apparent that it is doing the opposite, which is a little joke about what power is, as a provider or as a suck, and coffee sucks and we suck it, and we suck at things out of our control, and we control coffee, or so we think, and thinking is what we like, and damn be the foolish red blood cell that's trying to keep the planet alive, eh? Well, that's put and right away, isn't it? And my name is Laura. It's nice to know you like my name. I can see the way you typed it lowercase, and Dan is alright, for now. What she wanted to say she did, and listen as we all did, and the water. Well, we can see their cups are 65% full, approximately the same, though Dan sipped a bit more because he was standing, and they were both considering both finishing and simultaneously doing away with coffee. However, it is so perfect in its description that we and they can't help but continue to be fooled and enjoy a cup now and again is now, and the two took their sips. What's happening now is the questioning or perhaps excitement or remembrance of the ease of work which coffee allows us to do. Up. Down. Sip. Swallow. Ease. Allowed work in an easy economy which allows us to do so, as in the 1980s, which any like high-rise office environment is very like, a throwback to a place to get out from wherever was on ground, and into the 1950s, and higher without taking drugs, except this pot of coffee, which again, is allowed. And we don't like to answer questions, we like to create solutions, as we're not children, and we spend our money and we likely buy coffee for the home, which in its way is portable corporate environment for our living spaces, and metal and glass too, etc. Dan took out a peanut cookie, shaped like a peanut, and offered it upwards towards Laura, who declined politely because she was 6 feet away and didn't feel like getting up, and as he dipped it in his coffee, she took out her lunch bag and a bag of grapes, and noshed on one. She could tell he was a little jealous of her grapes and offered him some. Not with the coffee. Or a cookie, confirmed his jealousy with a lowered voice and shrunken shoulders. Okay, they were already shrunken a bit, but when you notice something for the first time you apply it to what you knew immediately previously. And she was getting frustrated that she didn't have that line and it was unassigned as casual causal thinking on the part of RQ, who was evident now and writing all our bits. You know, of course you do, Dan, she got up and sort of said to the sky. That it's 8 a.m. and there's nobody else on the floor, and yet we can carry a conversation as in continuity and likeness and etc. And how do you think that is, without another? She peered around a now found potted plant which was 4 feet high. It was well watered, and odd that it be so in such a high office. Do you choose these plants? She asked out loud to Dan. Office plants should need this much water, it's banned for the structure. Oh, that's a nice looking plant though. I think we inherited it from another floor that was vacating. All that explains that, a failure produced something which should not be, here. And it is nice, which is why they liked it, and I hope this isn't the plant that made them fail. They both grinned up at one, and at the plant. While, and that the plant observed this by sucking up more water. Greedy thing to do at a time like this, and that perhaps was the problem, the soil didn't want the water, the plant didn't really need it, but enjoyed it so much that they kept watering it, which delighted the plant to the point where it wanted to be moved closer to the dew on the freshly washed skyscraper windows, which it believed also was why the water stuck to glass. To feed friendly and lonely plants on this the 57th floor again, which the plant overheard and planned to use in light conversation like the ketchup, was the sound of it supping more water as the two looked on. "That plant is going places, you wanna help me move it to the window for some sun? And to visit those droplets of water too?" "Yes, and to keep everybody aware that plants get what they want around here too." And the plant stopped supping water and let off some oxygen for the gentleman and woman to utilize for its own benefit. And it hummed. They trussled it across the floor, leaving a bit of muck behind, and that was like blood to the plant, and so it missed its spot for now, and was deciding to enjoy what it wanted for an even second and was anxious that it would be out of normal conversational circles. And would the waterer find it, and... well, so many questions, here comes the sun. Right in the spot that it had wanted and been placed, even so carefully as the tilting it had done was just moved towards the light, giving it the option to straight back up, and it did, in its genome and while it was still tilted. It was looking up, and the leaves were turning as the stalk was straightening and all felt good, and these are the moments that plants dream of and when the plants dream. We utilize the water that we supped into material wealth for the transdisposition of carbon dioxide into oxygen, and etc. Well, Laura, this is our morning. I'm going to walk over there and post what's on my phone, which are the events of before and later to be known, and we, the company, are hoping you'll stay, and you can set up anywhere you'd like, and the whiteboards are in a big office across, over there, he pointed to a big glass room. And you can draw all you'd like, when you like, and the usual whiteboard rules apply. And I'm keen to see what you do draw, and with that I'm off. And the two smiled, and the one, then other sipped their coffee, and each felt the day had become, as trickery or not, fun was the reasoning they put themselves in situations, and this situation was well and fine. She thought of the water again, and wondered just a bit about how water might be the tricky one to start, and or are humans the tricky ones to employ water as a means of communication? Well, Q imagined for her, that men are electric and women are fluid, and the vices and verses of man as machine and Mother Earth are, well, man gets water out of the air, and through osmosis, and skin is a particular and strange lengthy organ of perhaps string, in theory anyway. Should he tell her about fingerprints? As in the record player, audible to the organ, which plays for the water piped and admired, how else were we to be known, thought the skin, as there is so many ways, but our hands are where it begins and ends. See the print. You're looking now, and I'm not, because I know the pattern, and it's in our burrows, and that is your clue for the early morning. Carry on, gents, and madam. As is the usual collation of sexes at a cocktail party such as this, and on the Heinz floor, do stop by the plant once more for a conversation or several lifetimes of shredded vibrational velocity for the chloroplasts to saunter in. This is Radio 11 and you have been smattered by the variant legendary as in that boxy thing on the bottom of maps, Aqua. Q.
The unlimited everything expires in the past, where free freedom was dumbed down. For the smartest person in the room, Dumbo. Ears open and one who flew, yet what did? We give him, ridicule and pointless matter of facts. What did he continue to want, but more of the same? Same path, same materials. Same routine that only worked in brief intervals during steps to stones to throws. To bottles wit, and yonkers in the mid-living of saunter muck. It's piscadilly rust and the rides have been paid for, but aren't enjoyed. Those with a tales told are sitting in idle waiting on. No, don't wait, don't walk. Run. To the nearest dearest, etc. And what did you get? Noise and chatter, some goodwills and a prayer, on the wings of. Yet what did you want but the slather of mather goo and the sun duck with a spoon of. Odd chatter, mild saucity, oh. And so. The voice of Aqua Q comes to you through ether vaporous cellular fungi with a blend of orange and a slice of moo plus apply core. friction due drops by the missed connections on a bus which rides a ghost stop to the ocean, bleached. Arya's shell gripped her ear canal as in a call from the salt. Minds of times blissed out summers when good times were having a go. Feet in sand, from sandals, less for the wear of tiny ageless boulders worn down from the slush of wrecked waves on shored up lunatics. Arya began to think to herself, for herself, and to the future and, as she said, all the things. She was held up by grace, on these white sands. She sat with that one thought for quite a while. Hours perhaps. She walked from one edge of the rock to another, along a slight peninsula, leaving a zigzag of toe prints up and down the beach, avoiding the odd bits of glass or trash that was the reality of any shared space these days. With grace. This was all she required. While she wanted to whiz-bang through the towns and drop in on celebrities' parties and be a star and get in the movies. Well, she still wanted these things, but she had them, in her mind. And with the mind she shared. What would she call it? Cosmolot, I think, she thought to herself. The Cosmolot was a place she could create, muse, share, and have sharing bestowed upon her, at a speed which was constant and comfortable, and not too dewy, as in decimal. Decimated, but flowy, with only some pause, to draw in the light, not too bright. Maybe at night, a quiet orange, or glowy aqua blue. She thought of aqua. Where did Q get to at these times of the day? Questions, she thought to herself, not pressing. It was pressing that the flow not drop, not be stampled, or that at least she could get back when she needed a passcode. She needed a passcode for her brain. A hashtag of jubilee, as desired, when requited and for the Julius Caesar orange beverage, which is frothy and waits for only $2.99. Makes sense. Sip. Well. This was grand. As in buttermilk biscuits, she thought this was random but it surely wasn't. She found herself on Grand Street, at a breakfast joint her and Gu used to frequent. It hadn't changed, besides new brightly colored chalk on the menu upright outside, with the specials. Q always had the biscuits because he said they reminded him of Dad. Arya always chose something different and light, and this time, she saw just the thing. A slice of quiche and an espresso. A waiter in white came up to her as she sat down at the green iron table and chairs, gently pulling up the local paper to catch the beat of news and plan her day, with perhaps something to do in town. She sipped the espresso when it came, and heard a slight scuffle to her rear. She looked around. Funny. A slightly begotten Q was patting down the dirt from his bent leg, making the English FU signal to a passing car that had run through some dry dirt with a loud stereo. He hadn't noticed her yet, and she pulled up the paper and peered around it to see him coming at the coffee shop. Hosestly, he turned around, back to the shop. Yes, you do need an education. In Manra. He scowled at the purple metallic boxy-looking truck that was on its way aways. He turned back. Oh, the best is looking at the front page of the paper, and hi Arya. She ruffled the paper down and brightly glared at him. How did you know? I got you those sandals, remember? Oh yes. Well, welcome to town, I just got here, would you like your usual? You're welcome to join me, I was just beached, yes. I followed you. I was thinking the same thing on the beach and thought I'd also get a spot of breakfast. What was it, Cosmolot? Why yes. Arya had to quite remember they went to the same telepath training class in Geneva, oh must have been 20 years ago today, Bastille. He said. Why yes, exactly that. And we promised to meet up at 20, from the time at the class, and we did a lab exercise to program this date, and date, into our subconscious, don't you remember? Of course, I don't. We programmed ourselves to forget about it, but you know I was ever the clever student and worked my way around it. Oh, did you? And that's an orange in your purse. Wasn't it supposed to be a grapefruit? An orange is more practical, and besides, you were supposed to be carrying a lily. Yes, it was given to me on that side street just now. It appears we're in the right place with the right people. Classy, Aria blunted. That means we're all here. Yes. Now let's just make that phone call we're supposed to make. After breakfast, of course. I do believe biscuits between trinkets is in the dictionary. Yes, and we need to change anyway. And change, he said. That want still takes times. We can check the check and bounce. Over to Holly's place for the introductions. The gear is already been shipped, so we shouldn't have any issues with imports. With a perky grin, with past coming to present, and her quiche arriving hot and steaming, she cheers Q with her fork, bottoms up. Absolutely, and we'll narrate this next bit for you after a quick radio spot. Oh yes. The radio. Thank you, Aqua. We almost forgot.
We're glad you're listening to Mutiny Radio with the special placeholder from the Isle of Man. Aqua Q brings you his collection of astabular formatic Suzugu set who's punctuated gently from the tops of creameries on Western women's fronts, and jesting though one does for these purposes, we have yet perhaps a final gape for today into the mind of a synaptic happening that may have been near or headlighted on the highways a means for any and of eventfulness in this dear city, San Francisco.
Bodies of electrons move through space, as do bodies of water, and bodies through water, or clay. Panoramic, ingest, sky electrics and earth groundwater, pure, but where does the city begin? Trapped up globules of sweat and tears, and sometimes a smattering of gluconic, antibiotic, tronic tonic juice, wrecks eight or what sidled tires wide in the middle of the street just. It's what is allowed to flow. Bowed up and sailing in the radio wind tunnels, mirrored on skyscrapers, passed through glass, gassed, and stead-footed cold plank as astral matter passes through a seam, seemingly into your pocket and down a trouser drain, just to watch a pizza being ordered for a faraway king. So this is, perhaps, a city like no other. How could it be, and be just that, at this time? And why and how else could it be in another time, except for yesterday and the of course, corseted up tomorrow, borrowed with a feather featured on a homing pigeon that lost its way. So many like that, these days, with a note, and no tray for dinner. Speck. But you may wonder, about stories from east to west, around tunnels, and blocked out traffic stops, a woman wonders to give your heart away for the good of somebody, herself. Perhaps she hopes to get to the West End. So many of these, past passwords through thin veils of imagined signs and lights and recurring Donald signs, for some reason. They were cheap to make. So here we are, on demand, cable, for the watcher and the listener, and modifier, and the poppins, Mr. Umbrella and carriage return not with a pumpkin sauce in a glass slipper, again. It was a funny evening. So walk we did, whose was that? A set of eyes for the evening, and simulateness dryouts, dreams that are neither for or from the recorder, player, seller, better, for worse in fact. So strange that all the body parts came together in that packaged dreamery, some skill there, with further recording for actions to carry on. It was a funny day. So for example, take tab A and slot B and a box and a circle and mush them together with a happy meal for 69 cents and you'll get the picture, in stereoscope, with a neither again, sent packaged up like cheese, rubber stamped and taped, or was it string, or was it a ball and cotter, not a jotter fodder way? Perhaps. And so the hills are eyelines, and the feet escalators with stairs and dips and follows. Who agreed to yesterday, and did it work again today? Likening that to a whatever did that really happen kind of moment, one could believe anything for one moment for an entire escape, escaped, like the upper left key that we jab and hammer at like a first and last option. And so upright, we find the safest craze of all, the funnest power draw, the elements together for some such or another, as in a game of Final Jeopardy, when you know damned well it'll be on again tomorrow, with the same guests, betting the same money for a word score, or however that's well played. I didn't spend the time to take the notices down. So we are lucky, in fact, to have played a mighty play, and not finished it, as even Doom can play on a pregnancy test these days. Funny, compute that, baby. To be absolute and serious, in such phantasmical ordering, that people just open up walls and let electrics run up and down their bodies, just to warble a bit, until the luck's turn. Of course, Simplex has nothing but a 45-minute waiting barrel-aged oak stop. So play the numbers. Wow, who would even bet the lottery in this city? It's oddly even enough to pull several dollars out the coat pocket, and trot it across a glass table, to reflect on the poor choices which bring you to spendthrift into a city program that neither does good for schools for kids you despise or don't know in any account. But the sign lights up nice across the bay view, and light brights are kind of a thing for anybody traveling well, sorts. So yes, I miss outside like I miss inside now, and before, and later, and after, again too, and of course it daint end, it only just pauses, if even that, like a remote, controlled. Now who left the batteries at the store again, you might say? Word plays aisles of pews in churches, or so I would imagine, like a book followed along with a finger, or was it a nose, or an eyeglass? Well, I have to digress there. The wood pulpits are a little too narrow for this wild eye. They seem to dress nice, which I appreciate. I would love to touch on faith, but the jokes still linger and I can't seem to get past pastor tenses, even and oddly an nodding of Nottingham ne'er, again that word, did place not, except that priest house where the children gathered to talk about it, over a glass of not wine, again. That was a funny day, not too. So the mystics are likely at it again, just to question your questioning, just to be imagined, and to imagine you doing what they want. It's all in good figures and speech, spoken softly at an angle so you just might get it, before you pass it by, or not, if you use your stupid voice. Trapped up in a mirror on the floor was she, so sorry for your avatar, I couldn't help but draw. Hope you got out, else best not dream of a water droplet disturbing your endeavor to see around a corner, just, fluid as it may be, relieved, as I remember. Much more to relax and share and just be around, which is nice, which is kind of now too, although be it not of idealist realistic happiness, which we evidently didn't want anyway. Funny, I thought we did, but I think we want it again, fluid and electrics. And grease, like the play or made-for-TV movie, where the odd duck get the girl is as so many of those types of films. Receipt for the reciprocal is not required, to ride, nor is height, unless that's where you're looking. They might be giants would be a good cue up, and so it will be, after a brevity in pause. Well, that turned a sour apple patch off right ways. Oh well. So anyway, and that is justly brief to choose just anyway, but even to follow, unless you'd like, but symmetry is kind, in kind, and of the, etc. You know how that goes. So adlibs are your chosen adventure, open to page 23, for your golden age, radio, ratio, egg drop pot soup chicken and hen and the road less traveled, for a timer which soft boils, toils, brings gizzards for Eddie or was that meatloaf, again, oh the horrors. Is it Saturday already? The brief on Halloween will likely be. Well. Well it'll be a cup of tea balanced on a salt shaker, which in turn, is burrowed inside of a hat tucked under a mother's arm, or perhaps her man, or one in the same, from left side right up, it's a makeup world. Candied waiting rooms flicker the sky to look for it, and lose a sack of sweets once more, down a hatch, eat, or was that soap again, nailed it, the gobbled streets or. Well. We'll just wait and see. 42 lines and so much said already, it's this time where we hit the pub, sub, send, spread, Spectrum, drummed up and rolled in a machine meant for the latter kind of, on a tray of Coca-Cola no less, stashed and with a box of chocolates and champagne, in excess some time ago. It's this time that we say hello again, and cello up. It's the notes between X and Y, I think it's zentative from odd X, or was it just a knock on wood, belong. Cat hair on end for that one, not a meow in this latter stage of the state of the orchestral hands, but tune in the bass, and go catch a fish. Good night. Rye bread has fennel and that's alright too. The proceeding was a matter-of-fact gesturing of oozy ozular looks spotted owled and howled at the moon which is evidently still shining, if only to steal thunder from kittens from the nodder side of the world, hello again, and try reading that right side down, peace.
Proceeding, this is a just cause to look around and warble at the facts and treasures at your disposal, and that is, the book, A Wizard's Pocket? Now justly available on the divisiveness of technology which has made not clean up billions like a stocking market, and up as in sandwiches provided for the reader if purchased on Amazon.com, justly named for a place to destroy as in the world, or more really because it was a common word not used in the .com nomenclature to that date, and as generic names were. Well, in any event, the event of fullness of then and thus, and readers should note, that rats don't eat paper. Neither the characters on a digital dot, an unlimited thus is your time with me, if you find it now, and purchase a one and a lemon, again, A Wizard's Pocket by Nwa, AquaQ, from the AquaQ Labs as a produced work of infinitality and providing for the adjustment of our minds in the spacings we desire. The book. Beginning. Middle. And end. QC3W with love.
Yeah, it's Bug Out Square. It's Tuesday, 6 o'clock. And, not really. I'm doing this one from home. I got all the bells and whistles out, man. So, it's gonna be good.
Have you seen that vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? I've been hearing his name all over the land.
Yeah. Well, this weekend on Bug Out Square, I got a
vigilante man.
Man, I'm driving the.
Tell me what.
Driving that thing.
Vigilante
I don't know what I got.
Man.
I'm, you know.
Has he got
I'm just wallowing.
A gun
I'm wallowing.
A club in his
excellent
hand.
Music, so join me.
Vigilante man. Rainy night down in the engine house. Sleeping just as still as a mouse. Man come along and chased us out in the rain.
Are you tired of swimming through a sea of podcasts? Are ye on a raft without a paddle? Well, gather around me, sea dogs, and get aboard me pirate ship as we set sail for the seas of MutinyRadio.fm. From there, you can captain your own pirate ship as you sail through over 44 different shows for all of your listening pleasures. They've got live comedy to small business advice, LGBTQ-friendly to sports, vinyl to gutter punk. MutinyRadio.fm has the best programming the Internet Ocean has to offer you. I bet my peg leg on it, or I ain't Scurvy Shitface McRat.
Got the Mutiny Radio, got the Mutiny Radio, got the Mutiny Radio, my friend. Got Mutiny Radio, got the Mutiny Radio, got the Mutiny Radio, my friend.
Bob, you ever want to be funny?
Well, my dogs think I'm funny, Daryl.
Well, I mean, you ever want to be, like, in front of an audience? Like, other than, like, squirrels, dogs, and dead persons?
Oh, shit. From time to time, I've been giving it a thought or two.
You know, if you go to Joke Workshop, there's more than two peoples paying attention to your jokes, and they ain't even gonna be jerks about it.
Daryl, are you serious? I can get people to listen to my jokes?
And they'll even say nice things to you before they tell you how to get improvements.
No way. What is this dang nabbit thing called?
It's Joke Workshop.
Joke Workshop?
Yep, every Monday, 6 to 8 p.m. on the Mutant Radius.
So you're saying I could tell my jokes every Monday from 6 to 8?
That's what I'm saying. It's the Joke Workshop Mondays, 6 to 8 p.m. at the Mutant Radius. Yahoo!
499.
Let's watch a full-length movie on YouTube with Michael Spiegelman.
I'm Michael Spiegelman.
And I am Carl, not
Let's
Spiegelman.
We're hosts of
YouTube with Michael Spiegelman.
Follow us on podcast by with our acronym LWAFLMOYT. We watch a full length movie on YouTube with you, and you listen to the podcast and watch the movie at the same time.
Yeah, LWAFLMOYT.
LWAFLMOYT. That's every Sunday 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, or if you're Carl, 5%.
Right. I'm so lazy. 3 hours later, I finally get to the show 5 p.m.
Let's hear the theme song.
Let's watch full-length movies.
All right, let's do a full-minute promo. Oh, never mind. Bye. See ya. See you next month.
I was really just cool. Leaving the theater.
Cadillac convertible 1969 gold Cadillac with the white interior. I drove it up here.
And I started to do some thinking.
Around in it on the freeway, and I'm having a really, really good time.
Flat black
just
glasses.
Smoking big spliffs and cruising that Cadillac on the freeway. Good feeling, I'll tell you. Can I see?
Lori Stoneman's voice is absolutely right. I am petty, and adolescent. And I will cut
Hello,
the
Blake.
Shit.
Henry! Yeah, Charlie here. Yeah. I have a report here, Henry, from your chief nurse, Major O'Houlihan. She makes some accusations, Henry. I find pretty hard to believe.
The dude minds, man.
Safe sex is more than just avoiding STIs in pregnancy, no matter what you're into. Make sure that you and those around you feel safe, comfortable, and are having a good time. This public service announcement is brought to you by your friends at Mutiny Radio.
Hey, everybody. Listen to the Weekly Review with Roman every Friday from noon to 2 p.m. This is an unapologetically anti-capitalist program. We interview community organizers, activists, and artists. We talk about ways you can take action right now. So listen in to the Weekly Review every Friday from noon to 2 p.m.
My name is Breakfast, and I'm running for Chancellor of the United States of America. For too long, we have gone without a Chancellor who is willing to take bold leaps of faith and logic to create new possibilities for our great, big, fat nation. As your chancellor, I will balance the budget on the head of a pin.
How was it? Yeah.
DJ Payne.
Set the shit up.